got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, amazing. My brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Do you recognize a wave of pain? Excuse me, a pain that overtake you. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're running around this morning. Or somewhere else in the world and it's really late and you're about to go to bed, or you're whatever you're doing, making dinner, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-415-31. 605-615. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. I'm black and slow. I can't remember these numbers. What the? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's amazing to me that it's Tuesday again. It appears to me that time doesn't exist or something weird is happening here. It's like the sun is just coming up, going down. Coming up, going down, going around the earth. And for the flat earthers, I love the flat earther too. We love the flat earthers around here. The sun is just coming up and going up and down the earth. However you want to see it, it seems to be happening fast. What's James writing? N-O-N-O-N-O, what's that?
I think that was with the number.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure that was correct.
All right. Oh, we're talking about the listen line. Okay. So, believe it or not, it's Tuesday again. Tuesday again. And for those who don't know, the first-time listeners, first-time callers, or whatever, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
Let down. Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 Country and Western Tuesday. A spiritual battle. A spiritual battle like you can never, ever imagine. It's worse than what you think. You can't even think how bad the spiritual battle is, how serious it is. And yet, it's not so serious. It's a dichotomy. Whatever that means. What does dichotomy mean, Hake?
A dichotomy means a... I don't think you're using the word correctly.
Oh.
But I think it means like it's one, but also the other.
It's one, but it's two.
Right.
It's up, but it's down.
Yeah. Well, you shall sure? I look it up?
Yeah. So wasn't it?
I said, are you sure, Hake?
A division or contrast between two things that are or are represented as being opposed or contradictory. It's giving me... Okay. A division or contrast between two things that are represented as being opposed or entirely different. A dichotomy between science and mysticism, for example. A rigid dichotomy.
Oh, okay.
But they're not necessarily... But they can both be true.
Oh, they both can be true.
Yeah.
I thought it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that before.
The dichotomy between theory and practice.
The dichotomy is Joel act white, but he look black.
Bingo.
And yet he's half white, half black, so it's a dichotomy.
Yes.
Joel Friday.
Mixed kids are dichotomies.
Right. Amazing. So what I want to do, folks, I didn't get a chance to finish the Super Chat yesterday, and I want to do that, and then we'll get to your calls and everything else, all right? So it is Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super, super.
Over on over on IG. This is from church still.
Do you know that Joel don't think black at all? He doesn't. He got a little
I picked
black,
up on that, yeah.
He got a little black thinking by accident.
Right.
But that couch has a hole in it. What's that?
They're sequins.
Where did it come
it's
from?
It's glitter.
Oh.
From the guest, I guess.
That came from Joel?
Maybe. No, from the gal.
Oh.
We had a gal.
Oh, we had a guest yesterday. And she had glitter on her.
Or something.
And she left it on the seat.
A little bit.
On the couch. Okay.
Mementos.
But anyway, Super Chat.
Can47.exe on IG says, I'm crying because I hate not knowing how to trust in God.
Well, don't cry. That's not helping. It's enough to, and that's an amazing point you make. It's enough to know that you don't know how to trust in him, then you will know. It's worse. It's not good for you when you think you know how. So let go of the idea that you know how to trust in God. Then you will know. So don't cry. But I don't cry. Just don't cry. What's up? Thank you.
Trinity Valley Farm, when the truth is told, it is contradictory to what we have been fed.
And that's a contradiction. That's a dichotomy.
It's a dichotomy.
Thank you.
But in that case, only the truth is true and what you've been fed is not.
Yeah. You have no idea the lies, the fake life that you've been told all of your life, the moment you popped out of mama's womb. I'm using the word sad, but I don't feel sad, but it's just so sad that we've been set up to live wrong. And it's just been nothing but pain for all people. All people have pain because they've been taught to live it the wrong way, upside down. Flip it over. All right? Thank you.
Deepstate.exe. Greetings from Germany.
Greetings. This is Germany. I want to tell you how to be a friend. Greetings. Greetings. All the way from Germany. Amazing.
Yeah, it was 11 a.m. for church in Los Angeles and 8 p.m. in Germany.
Nice. You had nice service with us.
David says, I'm a trucker from Arizona and I'm in L.A. for the week and wanted to see Jesse so bad today for church. I woke up at 10 a.m. and missed it, though. Man.
That's, what the? We had another visitor from Arizona. What was his name? Alex?
Luke.
Luke. Luke. It was amazing meeting you, Luke. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with Luke. And for the trucker, next time you're in L.A., come on down.
Yep.
Right on.
John says, I don't know about most women when it comes to the issue of privacy, but I know my mother, you could never confide in her in anything. Whatever you said would end up in the whole family. Man, that was aggravating.
Yeah. Whenever you tell a woman your problems, you suffer. Whenever you listen to the woman, ain't no way around it. You suffer. I don't care if it's the Christian woman or the non-Christian woman, the Allah U Abba woman or the Jewish woman or the red or black or Chinese. Oh, give me rice. Woman, you got to suffer. Ain't no way around it. Your wife, your girlfriend, your mama, your female boss, ain't no way. They can't help it. God said, because you listen to the woman, you suffer. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Raymond, you're black? What the? Says Jesse Cag. People didn't know that Raymond is black.
Really?
Raymond talked about blacks being represented in media in church.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care if I'm represented.
Nice. And, that's right.
And people are like shocked that he's black.
Yeah, Raymond's black as the ace of spades. He's just really, really, really smart. He's very smart, like a white man.
Yeah.
And he knows history. I guess he read a lot.
I don't know how he knows all this stuff.
Well, he knows everything.
He's been around a little while.
50 years.
50 years coming to Bond?
Oh, you mean been around Bond? He's been around Bond for about 20-something, maybe 30 years. But he's very, very, very smart.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Responded to church discussion yesterday, meaning 2 days ago. In the past, when I was young, I did get personal with a girlfriend, and the reason I did was because I was, meaning shared personal business,
right.
I was suffering and didn't know what else to do. I didn't feel comfortable talking to anyone, and she seemed to kind of like me, so I thought I would find some relief maybe. I did it because I was looking for love. Now, though, I would never do that.
Nice. Live and learn. Amazing. Thank you.
Piotr, five coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Check out Fellowship. Last Sunday, podcast, rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. It was a gift from God. It was a gift from God. It wasn't me. I learned, like I was saying to the congregation on Sunday, we come there to edify one another, to correct, to edify, right? To point the way. I, for the last 35, almost 35 years, I guess February would be 35, 1990 to now is how many years?
34 and three quarters.
Okay. Those fellowship, in the fellowship, giving talks, writing books, doing these shows, counseling, I learn. I'm always learning, and the people don't know it. But I don't have any impression of myself, and so I don't even think I'm above the people that I counsel with. I listen closely, And it's mind-blowing what I learned from it, what I realized from it. So I want you to do the same. Don't have an impression of yourself or anyone. And you'll see. It's going to blow your afro off and create an Amerifro, not an afro. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Piotr. Keith, five coffees. Answer to last week's biblical question before I listen to church. This is from during church.
Oh, I got it. Go ahead.
So last week's biblical question about, man, I'm blanking now.
Why is your life?
One collision after another. Yeah, that's right.
One collision after another.
There is no longer any collisions in my life, says Keith. All is well. My life was one collision after another because I was believing into the false me. I was always thinking about the things happening in my life, and it was in the thinking that the collision would occur or accrue. Collisions would accrue. I now remembered that I have no control at all, and it's all in God's hands. So when those things in life occur where I used to crash, all is well. I've risen above that layer of the ego, and it's amazing. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, thank you.
Pardon my stumbling. Hannes, five coffees. Amazing church. It seems to me that some women are bothered by the fact that if a man cheats, there are fewer consequences compared to if a woman cheats, there are far greater consequences. It seems to me that women are jealous of men's natural order position given to them by God.
It was amazing fellowship Sunday about that and other issues. I had no idea they would go on that way. But it was interesting. It was amazing. Again, if you were not there, check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Podcast it, all right? Thank you.
No more thoughts about a coffee. Jesse, when I get angry and do something stupid, should I say sorry or do something to explain? Today at work, I bet my coworkers saw me being frustrated at what they did by accident, and as a result, I was handling equipment roughly. I thought if they ask, I'll just say I'm having a bad day. Should I do something else?
If you're not doing it to the person, you're not hurting the person, you don't need to say anything to them. You just watch your thoughts, the thoughts and emotion that you're having. Watch them, and it will correct itself. It really will. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. No more thoughts.
Yeah.
The other guy, 10 coffees, very generous. Quote, much of the social history of the Western world over the past three decades has involved replacing what worked with what sounded good. Thomas Sowell.
That is so true. It's really, really, really unfortunate and amazing what white people have done in the Western world. And then they're allowing the people of color. And when I say people of color, I mean anybody that's not white, to come into their world and destroy it. And then it's not, and we talked about this yesterday, and I have some more of Elon Musk's father coming up for you too. And it has not been replaced with anything better. Zero. It's just mind-blowing to see it, and I want to understand the depths of that. I really want to understand it. What is it about white people that they have something that no other race seem to have? Nowadays, especially. It's funny, when I was growing up, I didn't think that way. Because I saw black people and everybody kind of being involved. But anyway, thank you.
No fear, just Faith Bought a Coffee. Your guest on Friday's episode of The Fallen State, Riza Islam, was a perfect example of 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Mr. Islam was a great speaker, a real soldier in the army of God, who knows how the cow ate the cabbage. Jesse, he had you cooking. Smiley face emoji. God is good and all is well.
Well, he's not in the army of God. He's in the army of Louis Farrakhan. My first time meeting him, but he seemed like a nice guy, but he can't function outside of the order of Louis Farrakhan's teaching, and that's unfortunate. I even asked him, when will you not need a leader? Why do you need a leader? You're 30-something years old, and he needs Louis Farrakhan. That's not good. That's not the army of God, believe me. That's the army of Louis Farrakhan. And no more proof of that, they even dress just like Louis Farrakhan. That's not good. That's not the armor of God. Sorry. But thank you.
Thank you, No Fear, Just Faith.
Yeah, thank you.
Popcorn Stump Keg bought a coffee. On the Fallen State episode with Riza Islam, Jesse, you said that God is above, the God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God. Based on your read of the story of Adam and Eve, before the fall, Adam and Eve's God was the God above. After the fall, Adam's God became the woman, and Eve's God became the devil. Do I have that right?
That's what I said.
No, he's saying that that's what you say.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why do you say that the man's God is the God above and the woman's God is the God below? You're saying man's God is what it was pre-fall, but leaving the woman's God is what it was post-fall, mixing things up. Why don't you say the man's God is the woman and the woman's God is the God below?
Well, the woman is the man's God until he overcome mama, right? That's why he must forgive his mother so he can overcome the woman being his God. And you're right about that. The woman is, and I've said it before, but in talking about it the other day, I was just talking about the spiritual order, the God above. And the God below is jealous of the God above. So that's why the God below is jealous of man. And he uses woman to try to destroy man. Because he doesn't want the man or the woman to return to God. But you're right, and I've said it before, that when that fall happened, Satan became the woman's God, and she no longer listened to her husband. And then when the man listened to the woman became the man's God, and he no longer listened to God. So I've said that before. I'm sorry you missed it. But thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Popcorn Stump Cake.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse.
Morning.
I see what you mean when you say intellect is evil, and Riza on the Fallen State is a perfect example of that. Riza's learned knowledge is his downfall.
It sure is.
How can you call
it? I can't stress that enough. It really, really is. Knowledge is the downfall of human beings, period, especially when they use it in the wrong way. But if they use it as a tool, they'll be fine. And did you finish that one?
No.
Go ahead.
How can you call yourself a man of God when you hate white people or any person? Human anger does not produce God's righteousness, says Lori.
That's right, Lori. I can't. And that's another thing is very, very interesting to me. How does a person, man or woman, think that they believe in God? They say that they believe in God, but yet they hate their fellow man. You can't hate one person. It's impossible. And be of God. I don't know, well, I know how the mind works, so now I understand how the mind works. But that's insane, but a lot of people think that's possible. You can't hate, if you don't love all, you love none. God loves all. And when his sun shines, it shines on all. How can you be of a father who is of nothing but love, and yet you say you hate? I understand the mindset, but it's crazy. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Tony bought a coffee. Red, white, pale, and green, the colors of the four riders of the apocalypse. The Palestinian flag bears these colors along with the nation's flags that bear these other nations' flags that bear these colors will come against Israel. They will not prevail, for the dragon is cold-blooded and does not have infinite energy. The lamb is warm-blooded and is forever. God's love is also infinite. Jesse's correct. We're to be watchers, be vigilant, and use discernment. Things I've learned from wiser men than I.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Elias, a coffee. Jesse, a wise Chinese man said, it is only when a mosquito lands on your somewhere that you realize there is always a way to solve problems without using violence.
You definitely don't need violence to solve problems. Violence creates problems. It doesn't solve problems at all. And if you want all of your problems to disappear, just give up. Surrender spiritually. Amazing. Thank you.
James Three Coffees. Why should I fear things that are happening in the world when I know God always wins?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Three Coffees. Cool.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer for this week.
Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you?
Yes, it is easy to recognize the wave of pain that overtakes me. It's harder to recognize the thought that takes me to that wave of pain. If I see the thought as a lie, then I don't get the wave of pain, says Lori.
Right on. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Anybody heard from Colandra?
I recognize that name, but it's been so long, I don't know if we've heard from her recently.
Colandra, where are you and how are you? Hello? How is you?
I was thinking of a better, prior, older song by Sarah Vaughan.
How it goes?
I'm all alone, sitting by the phone, waiting for a ring, a ding, a ling, all alone. Feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are and if you are all alone too. Isn't that nice?
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It sounds familiar too. I just can't bring it all together by definition.
I think I'll play it on Hake.
Nice.
Because she has a nice deep voice. Sarah Vaughan.
The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
KB in Ohio, three coffees.
Colandra, call me. But go ahead.
Three coffees from KB in Ohio. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
This is from yesterday, Monday. I was reborn in 2016, so I totally see our weaknesses and understand the fallen state. It's definitely been hard to connect with men since that time for a real relationship. So am I doomed never to have kids? Is that God's will for everyone to be childless and never marry after they awaken? I recall you saying it's best to have kids in the fallen state. I'm not young, but I do feel like I still have time for at least one child before it's too late. My career is great and I enjoy life's freedom, but as a woman, I would have preferred to be a wife and mother with a decent semi-beta man. Smiley facing. Advice?
Well, it is... 99% of the time when you wake up, you don't desire to have a family. You don't desire to have children. You don't desire, you have no want or needs for anything. So it's darn near impossible to make babies once you wake up. I wouldn't give it any thought, though. Overcome the desire and let God's will be done. And through him, all things are possible.
And you don't really know what you would have preferred, really.
Right. You really don't. You really, really don't. Joel said, hate seeing white. Were you saying?
Right.
He ain't got no passion in it.
You need more heartbreak in there. Maybe that's what's right / wrong with the whites. No passion.
And no heartbreak in it.
No heartbreak. So we just truck along dispassionately.
Amazing. But thank you.
Spirit Girl 13 bought a coffee. White people, simple, knows how to just live and live peacefully. Indeed.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls.
We'll read the rest of your super chats later in the show from yesterday and today.
Absolutely. Thank you all for that. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
Be sure to support Bond Sponsors. I do appreciate it, folks. Thank you. Check them out. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. If you need counseling, individual, family counseling, either by phone, Skype, or walk-in, you need to make an appointment by going to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. You may only need one session, sometimes two. It's up to you. But we have the best on this side of heaven. And my scheduling counselor is so busy, so be patient. And I know most of you want to get it right in, right now, blah, blah, blah. And it's really... Jim Pat, but sometimes people reschedule and stuff like that, and we'll let you know. We have you on the once you're on the list, we'll call you up and oh, someone, we got a spot open there if you'd like to take it on. All right, rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 for counseling. RebuildingTheMan.com/counseling. All right? And for cameos, I do them myself. The shout-outs, whatever the occasion is, birthday, weddings, anniversaries. Somebody died. You did it. Encouragement. I do the shout-outs for you. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to South Africa, Mommy Africa, and talk to what? Hola. Hola out of South Africa. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama.
Hi, everybody. So I have two questions.
Okay.
First question is unconditional love a choice?
A choice?
Yes. Can you choose to show unconditional love?
No.
Not at all.
No. What is unconditional love?
Unconditional love is that love that you speak about that you get when you are reborn and you receive from God, like complete, no anger at
all.
Oh,
I see. Well, no, that love comes from God. It has nothing to do with the individual, him or herself. It's only from God, and it dwells in you, and it lives through you. And you have nothing to do with it.
Okay, so it's not like, so it's even if you decide to, so you don't choose to just drop it and then the unconditional love comes. It comes from God and he decides to give it to you.
Absolutely. And the moment, the very moment, the second you drop thoughts and anger, you're in unconditional love. You are of unconditional love. The very moment you let every thought go. Because once you let the thoughts go, you have no opinion about yourself or anything or anyone. You lose all opinion. You just live. You live without thinking about it.
And can I go to my second question?
Yes, sir.
My second question is, when it comes to inspiration, does inspiration come from the teacher within, or is it of the ego?
Real inspiration only comes from God. Fake inspiration comes from the ego. That fake inspiration is nothing but a thrill. It's not even real. It's fake.
So, for example, let's say in sports competitions, a lot of people get inspiration from other athletes and competing at different levels. So do you think that that type of inspiration in competition, it comes from the ego and is full of thrill?
100%. That's why it comes and it goes. It doesn't stay. But real inspiration, and you have to be there to understand what real inspiration is. Real inspiration doesn't even compete with anyone or anything. Real inspiration knows that he or she can't do it of themselves. So they just be themselves. And when they go out into sports or basketball or whatever, track and field, they just run without trying to compete. And they cannot lose once that happens. If you want to win in life, you got to stop competing and just live your life. Just do it. If you want to play sport, just play it, but don't compete.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. That's all I want to ask.
You're welcome. Amazing question. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. All the way from Mommy Africa. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. What the West is a first time caller from Sweet Home, Alabama. I wish I was in D.C.
How you doing?
All is well, Wes.
Great. God bless.
Thank you.
So I have a question. I've been listening to your videos, and you've talked a lot about fathers not being able to protect their children from the mother.
Yeah.
That's the predicament I'm in, and I don't know the best way because I have a volatile ex-wife who hid her narcissistic traits, and he can't communicate nor deal with this woman. So how am I to best protect my children?
So you guys are separate. You're not together anymore, right?
Yes, sir.
And do you have visitation right or something?
Oh, yes, sir. I get them frequently.
Oh, when you get them, a couple of things. Never, ever, ever for one iota of a second argue with her about anything. Never argue. Don't give her that, period. It keeps her evil alive when she can argue with you. Let's say that you're supposed to pick your kids up this coming weekend, and you get there, she's not there, or she tried to make it difficult for you to get them. Just walk away. And when you walk away, don't ask, why were you not there? Why did you, don't even argue out. Give no room to the devil. You got to let go.
All right.
And if she said, oh, you can't get the kids. Oh, okay. See you next time. Bye. No arguing.
I love it.
You got to let go. You should want for nothing or anyone so badly that you hurt over it. Love is not pain. pain is pain and love is love. So don't want for anything or anyone so badly that you could be controlled by it.
Well, I wish I would have found your videos about 7 years ago.
And that's why I understand what you said, but live right now. 7 years doesn't exist. All you have is right now, and right now is a brand new now. Every morning it's renewed. And so your life is being renewed all the time, and it's amazing.
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you.
Well, how old are your kids?
I have a 7-year-old, and then I have twins that are 5.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you got to lay your weapon down. Don't cut the baby in half, meaning don't fight over it at all, and God will fight your battle for you. And you don't you have no idea how this thing will turn out for you, but it will turn out for you in an amazing way. But you got to let go.
I believe that. I absolutely believe it.
And don't let any blind people or person tell you, oh, you got to fight for your kids. You're not being a good father if you're not fighting for them. They lying to you. Their hearts are evil, and they're lying to you. Don't fall for that.
Yeah, my mother says that.
Give your mother the finger.
Right?
She's a Cherokee. Every time you listen to your mother, you will suffer.
Absolutely. That's the truth, and I have.
So you got to stop listening to her. Listen to the spirit of truth that's in your heart. Let the teacher guide you, and he will lead you all the way home. You'll be fine.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I wish you well, man. But you got to let go. Let go.
And I think that's the hardest part, you know, letting go of the anger, letting go of the ego so that it's not provoked. And that can be difficult at times because I get it on both sides, get it from the ex and from the mother. So.
Well, that's why you shouldn't listen to the woman you're suffering. Don't listen to your ex and don't listen to your mother. And don't let your mother be involved in what you're going through. Don't, with your marriage, ex-marriage or your kids, don't be telling your mother your issues. She has no business being involved.
Okay.
Because she doesn't have any truth anyway. She's not going to guide you the right way about it. So
no, she hasn't. That's right.
And don't let her tell you, oh, I'm a grandmother. A grandmother want to see the kid. You tell mother to be quiet. Those are not her kids. Go sit down. And if she wants some grandbaby, she need to have them herself.
That's right.
But you got to stand up, man, but don't be angry.
Yeah, I find a lot of peace, and then occasionally I'll get provoked, and then that's where I fail. So I appreciate that.
Only because when you're provoked, it's only because you listened to a thought. You didn't catch the thought that came. Did you forgive your mother?
I'm in the process of that, so no.
So, and why not?
I've been listening to your videos, and I've just been I've been a little bit of a coward.
Yeah. Oh, beta! What would happen? How old are you?
I'm 45 now. So.
What would happen if you went and forgave your mother for what she's done? Because the woman you were married to is your mother. Every woman you ever met, every woman you ever will meet and get involved is the spirit of your mother, and you will not be able to overcome that until you overcome the spirit of your mother. And God will take her spirit, which is evil, away from you. And it's not her spirit, but it's Satan that made a home in her.
Right.
What would happen if you went and forgave her?
I would feel relief.
So knowing that, why don't you do it? Or why haven't you done it?
Well, I wanted to have my kids. I have my children more than most fathers. I get them about 60 to 70% of the time.
Nice.
And, because I work from home. And so I've been planning this out. And I just, in the next couple of days, I'm going to do it. So...
And so you haven't done it because you have your kids a lot?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to wait till they're not around, and I wanted to tell her without having the, you know, I wanted to, cause I didn't want to take them over there, and I wanted to just to be one-on-one, is what I'm saying.
Do you take your kids around your mother?
Unfortunately, I do.
Why?
Well, she got cancer, and I moved her in with me.
What?
I know.
So you're not taking them over there. You live with your mother. Live with you.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that, man?
My guilt.
Of what?
I just heard guilt tripping me. I mean, all the years just making me feel like I owe her something.
She made you feel like you owe her something?
Yeah, and she didn't do well with her finances, and she ain't got nowhere to go now.
So now you're her husband?
Might as well be.
So your mother made you her husband. Why, now that you know that, why don't you forgive her and put her in an old folks home or something? It's not like she stopped.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Why not put her in an overhaul, let the nurses take care of her?
I'm telling you, she's like non-life. She's either up or down. I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody like it. I hate to feel that way.
Meaning what?
I feel like I just hate to feel like I do about it. Like
how do you feel about it?
I try to, you know, obey the commandments, but then I feel a certain way about it, like I can't stand it.
What's the commandment?
Just honor your mother and father.
It just means don't resent them. It doesn't mean that you're stuck with them. It just means don't be angry at them. They did the best they can do. That's why you forgive them, so God can forgive you. That's all that it means. You have no obligation to them at all, zero. You didn't tell them to have you. And when they took care of you, they were supposed to take care of you. They're the parent. You're the child. So you have no obligation. And once you overcome that, if you want to help out, you do. If you don't, you don't. You won't feel bad either way.
Yeah, now I've got her here, and, you know, it is what it is, man.
Meaning what?
It's regret, this whole situation.
Get her out of the house so you can be free. Put her in an old folks home and let the government take care of her. They have Medicare. They have all type of stuff now where the government is gladly taking care of everybody.
Yeah.
You're not stuck. Right. Except in your imagination, you're stuck. You don't owe her anything. Don't let her make you feel that way. Tell her, forgive her, and let her know I'm putting you in an old folks home. If you don't want to go there, you leave it here. I don't know where you're going, but you leave it here.
I love it. I love it. Man, I wish I would have found your videos a long time ago. Appreciate this.
Because the guilt that you feel and the agitation you feel from having her there, that's not love. That's hate. So you're not doing any of it out of love.
Right. Right. That's the truth. And that's why I get stuck. It's like a cycle, vicious cycle.
It's time for the cycle to end. And you got to forgive her so that the Father can draw you into the kingdom of heaven from within. And then he'll start to bring you out of your imagination, destroying that old nature, and he'll make you free. But you are not. Where's your Father?
Oh, man, he hadn't been in my life in like 30 years.
Have you know who he is?
I do.
Have you forgiven him for not protecting you from her?
No, I haven't talked to him in probably 30 years.
Do you know how to reach him?
I could do it. I could find out how to get in touch with him.
Find out what happened. Call him. Why did you leave? Why haven't I heard from you? What is going on? I'm sorry for resenting you. So that...
Right.
God can truly forgive you for that, too, because you got to love your father in order to love God. If you don't love your earthly father, you're never going to love God. And love just simply means don't hate. Forgive your parents. They could not help themselves.
Right. Well, you know, and honestly, I have not wanted to take my children around my father's wife. You know, she drove us apart. Like, you know, my dad would occasionally, you know, get me when I was real young.
But, yeah.
But he got remarried and she didn't like me. And so I don't want my kids to be exposed to them either.
I don't blame you. And you don't have to let that happen. You just need to forgive so you can overcome all obligation. And then life will happen naturally for you. The only reason you feel in a false sense of obligation because you haven't forgiven and you're living in your imagination. You're listening to evil, and evil is lying to you. You're not obligated to anyone.
I appreciate that. I really do. Thanks for not judging either.
Have you, are you doing a silent prayer?
Yes, sir. I'm actually an Orthodox Christian, so I pray morning, afternoon, evening.
Do you do the silent prayer, or are you praying the Christian prayer?
Well, you know, just recently when I found your videos, just learned about the silent prayer. So I really hadn't embarked on that yet.
Would you start doing the silent prayer? Do your little Christian prayer, and so you can continue to pray to the devil. Have you noticed that your prayers have not been answered?
To some degree, yes, sir.
Because you're praying to the devil. You know not what to pray for. You know not what you want. That's why God said, be still and let him take over. Know him. So when you cut out all that other prayer and just be still and be aware of those thoughts, the Father will guide you in your life. He'll add everything to you. And you have no idea what you want. It's going to be amazing. But you do your little Christian prayer. And when you're done, hooping and hollering, be still and know God.
Nah, ain't no hooping and hollering. What do you think about? What do you think about Orthodox Christianity?
I think it's just a name. It's just a word. It has no meaning.
Okay.
It gives you a false illusion that you know God.
Okay.
It's another false identity. So, but you'll get to that point where you let those ideas go too, and you would just be a son of God with no identity at all.
I like it.
It really will happen for you, but you got to be still and let the Father take over for you.
Yes, sir. It's a process, isn't it?
It is. I know what you mean by process, but all you need to do is just be present. Don't be lost in your head. Thinking about the past or the future, you just stay present and let God take over. And he really, really will, man. I promise you he will.
I trust that. I believe that. So, I definitely appreciate you.
So here's what you do. Forgive your mother and your father. Tell your mother she got to go live in her own. Are you an only child?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Tell her she got to go live in an old folks home. Put her in an old folks home. Stop being her boyfriend, her husband, and you start living your life.
Will do.
And let all that false guilt go. It's just ego, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Wes, let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. Take care of yourself.
You too, buddy. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Ha ha ha.
This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right or am I right? It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, October 1st, the first of the month, AD 2024. And the rent's due or the mortgage due or time to collect. Nice. JLP will be right back to your calls, guys. The lines are full. Okay, the lines are full. But first, fake news, not fake news. We will also get to your super chats from yesterday and today. All right, super chats. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. It's not actual coffee. It's just a donation with a message, a tip, monetary tip, $3 per quote-unquote coffee. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 today, 100 years old, making him the first American president to reach triple digits. The Democrat served in the White House from 1977 to 1981, early 1981, right? January. He's widely revered, says CNN, news to me, for championing so-called human rights, communist buzzword, and brokering a still-standing peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. I didn't know that. Good for him. He was known to me as the worst president until Obama came along. And Biden, by the way, which is Obama. So, interesting, huh? Sort of. Anyway, the vice presidential debate, Democrat Tim Walz and Republican J.D. Vance will face off tonight. And their first and only scheduled vice presidential debate of the 2024 election shenanigans. The matchup hosted by far left, off the deep end extremist CBS News will air live 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. That is 8 Central time, alongside special coverage with whoever's show you watch. Maybe American Anchor Baby. Nice. Sweet. Catch it on American Anchor, baby. It coincides with huge news stories unfolding at home and abroad, including Hurricane Helene, recovery efforts, like 100 people killed, something, plus or minus, and rapidly escalating tensions in the Middle East. Vice presidential nominees traditionally play the role of the attack dog for the top of their tickets. In this case, Democrat Vice President cackling Kamala Harris and Republican our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Kamala earlier this month accepted an invitation from Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, to debate again Trump on October 23rd. But our greatest president has declined. He reiterated he thinks it's too late because many so-called Americans, some real Americans, will have already cast their ballots. Right? Right. The death toll from Hurricane Helene has reached at least 130. Not just 100, plus or minus. It's 130 at least. Fears the number will continue to climb. Hundreds of people reported missing, perhaps unable to leave their location or unable to contact family, where communications infrastructure is in shreds. More than 2 million customers were still without power across the southeastern United States early today, according to PowerOutage.us. Extensive damage to roads and electric grids has isolated many remote communities in the Carolinas and prevented crews from reaching residents with vital supplies. Some emergency crews are relying on radio communications until mobile cell towers can be established. I heard that Trump is working with Elon Musk to try to get Starlink over there so they can have internet like the Ukrainians have. Interesting, huh? Maybe. Anyway, Lebanon, peace in the Middle East. Not yet. Israel's military says they began a limited ground operation. Some people call it an invasion in southern Lebanon targeting Hezbollah. It marks the fourth time that Israeli soldiers have publicly entered Lebanese soil in nearly 50 years. And the first since Israel's 34-day war in the country in 2006. There will be no long-term occupation of the country, so said Israeli officials. So rest in, keep it, I started to say rest in peace. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved. There's one line open at 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, and it's for those who want to know themselves. It's not for everyone. Most people don't want to know themselves. I'm fine with that. I totally understand it. God is fine with it. Jesus is fine with it. And Jesse is fine with it. But for those who want to overcome, know thyself, the question is something for you to kind of look at yourself and think about them. Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? If you can podcast all the shows, but if you're busy, out and about, doing what you're doing, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, everybody and their mama if you're white, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're busy and you can podcast the show, but you can listen while you're doing what you're doing, no matter what, exercising or whatever, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. My country is no longer tears of thee. My country is God. No more America. A third world country now. A quick announcement, then I get back to the phone. Tonight, according to the reports, there is a debate between the two vice president running people. The two men who are running to be vice president, they're having a debate tonight. According to NBC, the candidates, two vice president running mate candidates, some kind of way. According to NBC, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will face off in a vice presidential debate today, making it the first and potentially only time the two candidates will square off. Square, bitch. The debate starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Central time. It is scheduled to run for 90 minutes. The debate will also be streamed on CBS News, Paramount, and YouTube. So tonight, if you're interested, check it out. 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. 8 p.m. Central Time. All right. It should be interesting. We'll see how it goes. I have to tell you, though J.D. Vance tends to let his wife kind of do what she wants, it looked like J.D. would be a tough VP. Really. And when Trump decided on J.D., I'm like, I think he made a good choice. We'll see. So tonight, check it out. It should be interesting. Let me go to first-time caller out of Colorado. Ardine, I believe. Ardine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
All is well. So am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Ardine.
Thank you. What I'm concerned with, I've listened to your show as an oddity, I have to say. You're provocative. You stimulate a lot of discussions, a lot of thought processing. I do appreciate the people that you have as guests, say for your fallen state. They're very well educated 90% of the time, and they have some really good ideas. You, it's another subject, but I'm very curious as to why you dislike women so bad. It's like, what is your problem? Seriously.
And when
I don't
say,
understand it. I don't understand why there is so much discontent with women. What is the problem?
Give me the, I don't hate women at all.
Yeah,
zero.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
Give me an example of something
about women. Yes, you do.
Give me an example of something I've said about women.
Okay.
Hold on, Adine, hold on. Give me something that I've said about women that's not true.
That they're all evil, that they have hate in them, that they are basically no good, no purpose other than birthing children, men's children. You
where
are
did
so
I say
off
that?
The mark.
Okay, so where am I wrong when I say that they are evil and they must be born again?
They are evil. They are not evil. They are not evil.
Why do you say they are not?
Why do you say they are?
No, tell me why you say they're not, and then I can tell you why I say they're not.
Because the women that I've been a woman for 73 years, coming October 4th, 73 years. Now, I don't see evil in the women that I know.
Do you
see
evil in you?
In people. I don't see partake a part of human race as the whole part of human race as evil. I don't see that at all. And I don't think God would ever want that.
Do you see?
Where do you think you know more than God?
Adrian,
where do you think you know more than God?
Adrian, whatever your name. Do you see evil in you?
No.
Do you see good in you?
Yes.
And what's good about you?
Okay. First off, my husband. I've just gotten married probably about 2 years ago. My husband of 45 years passed away. He had a consecutive triple heart attacks. He was a diabetic, severe diabetic. He really did not
know what good about you, not your husband.
I saved his life.
What?
I gave him CPR. I saved his life.
How can you save a life? How are you capable of saving a life?
I gave him CPR.
But you didn't save his life when you did that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
He was a flatliner. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Hey, only God can save a life.
I gave him the breath in him that God gave me the ability to do that. And I was able to do that for him to save his life. He was flatlining.
You did not.
I took care of him for 4 years.
You did not save a life.
As a caregiver. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
But what else you think? That's not you. Tell me something good about you.
That I here's some ideas. The church I go to, it's a very, very influential church with the homeless and the left out congregate or group of people here in Colorado Springs. We're there helping them. I'm there helping them.
So you're still not, you're telling me about what you're doing.
Yes,
but you're
that's
not,
the thing that I'm doing.
You're not telling me how anything that's good about you.
I give to people based upon Jesus' teachings. I don't look at people negatively. I look at people in a positive way. I know there's good in everybody.
Evelyn, you're still not telling me anything good about you. You're telling me all this crap that you're doing. But
crap?
I'm saving
a person's life? Okay, crap.
But
okay.
You haven't
told... Tell that to the EMTs of the world.
You still haven't
told... Tell that to all the first responders of the world that saving lives is crap.
Evelyn.
Okay, go ahead and do that one.
Evelyn, hold on. Evelyn,
what,
hold on.
What?
You still what? Haven't told me anything good about you.
What? Oh, yes, I have. No, okay, you tell me what you think a woman has to do that good. Tell me.
There's nothing she has to do that's good, and there's nothing she can do that's good. But if she want to be of good, she got to overcome evil. She got to return.
No, you haven't. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. How do you know?
Because there's no good in you.
How do you know that?
Because you haven't told me anything good about you.
What do you want to see in a woman to prove that they're good? What do you want to see?
I don't want to see anything in her to prove that she's good. That's her problem, not mine.
You're making the accusation that all women are bad.
Are you a Christian?
So you need to have proof.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
And so when I say that all women are evil until they return to the Father, am I wrong?
I think there's good in everybody.
That's not what I asked you.
God is waiting there with an open door for to accept you into his.
That's not
his,
what I ask. That's not what I ask.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Is it true or not that every woman is evil until she returned to the Father?
If you base it upon that, all men, all human
that
beings
That ain't what
are
I
evil.
Asked. I didn't ask you about yes, all.
Okay. Yes, I yes, didn't ask. Yes.
Why?
Like,
I'm asking you where you're going, and you're telling me where you've been.
No, that's a little cliche.
Is it true or not? Is it true?
God.
Evelyn laughing what? Like a witch. Is it true or not?
Good, that's good. I do like laughing like it's cool. I like that.
As in a witch.
Thank you.
But listen.
I know.
Evelyn, hold on.
73 years old, that doesn't bother me.
It's still
seriously.
Crazy. Hold on.
I don't care.
You don't care about being crazy?
I don't care about you calling me names. I don't care.
Listen.
I'm 73.
Let me ask you a question.
What? You're a crazy person.
Am I wrong or right when I say that all women are evil until they return to the Father?
Evil, no. Misguided, yes.
But not evil.
No.
But then God say that they are evil until they return to the Father. Is God lying?
I think you're reading it out of context.
Is God lying?
I think everybody has evil and good in
everybody. Is God lying? Is God lying?
No, he's not lying.
Does God say that?
I think you handpick things out of the Bible.
Does God say? Does God say that every? Hey.
I need to know why you personally, Jerry Lee Peterson, Jeffrey,
what?
Excuse me. Why you
What's my
personally,
name?
Jesse Lee Peterson, oh. Why you personally dislike
Say my
women?
Name. I don't.
Why do you personally dislike women? Why?
I just told you I don't. I love women. That's why I tell women the truth. And that's why.
Hold on. You do not love women. Hold on a minute.
Why do they show what? Up at my women's forum every Thursday of the month if I didn't love them?
They're curious, just like I'm listening to you and talking to you right
so
now.
Every
curiosity.
You're curious. It's sort of like the things at Barnum & Bailey circuses.
Thank you for your call.
I got to run. Thank you, Evelyn. What the? Is it A Y A? I don't know what. A Y. That's a name. They no name. Oh, maybe use a fake name. A first time call out of Philadelphia. Welcome to the show.
Show White Shields.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi. So Jesse, I'm a big fan.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Using a.
What are you? Are you on Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. Don't hang up because you can't. Do not come on the air with a Bluetooth. I'm going to have Derek talk to you. Let me know, Derek, and I get right back to him as soon as he's on a Bluetooth or something, so I'm getting a bad sound in my ears. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Jaden. No, Jaden. Okay, 888-775-3773. Greg out of Florida. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing this morning, sir?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Were you affected at all by that tornado, whatever happened down there?
That hurricane. No, sir. I did pretty good at my house. There was a lot of flooding, but not in my house.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the water rose really high down here, but I think everybody did well with it. They did. Because we had a lot of practice from Ian.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad all is well, man, on your end there.
Yes, sir. I was going to tell you, too. Yesterday, I bought my first house.
Congratulations. Amazing.
Uh-huh. I bought my first house. Brand new house.
Right on, man. A man should have his own home.
Well, I kept thinking about that. When I was with that woman, I was chasing her, wanting saving money and doing all that. I was trying to please her.
Yeah.
And when I started hearing you and God removed her out of my life, man, my business has grown. I bought both of my trucks for my business. Now I bought my house.
Right on. I mean,
it's all God. It's all God because I didn't do a thing. I just followed what they told me to do.
Yeah.
And the devil put a lot of rose hurdles in my path, you know, because, you know, it was constantly something getting thrown in there. But I just kept my head up and stuck with it. And I didn't get aggravated with it. And bam, it just fell into place.
Right on. Well, congratulations. A man, I was taught from birth that a man should buy land. A man should own his own home. A man should
See, I wasn't taught that.
You were not?
No, sir. My parents would, you know, they wanted me to get out on my own, but I don't think they had faith in me because I was on the wrong path. But I don't think they had faith that I could pay my bills and keep up with the house. So they wanted me to rent, and I was... You know, I'm thinking... And I asked my mom the other day when I was talking to her, I said, Mom, if you and Dad bought a house... Why is it not okay for me to buy a house? Why are you better than me that I can't have one?
That's a good question. And she said?
And she said, well, it's just the economy and things are bad. And I said, but was everything perfect when you bought a house? And
right
she said,
on.
No. And I said, well, then why are you telling me that? And you can hear her stumbling over her words. And I said, you know, no hard feelings. I forgive you. And I said, but I'm going to do what I need to do.
Well, next time, just do it without even telling her.
Yes, sir. I'm getting away from that. Women were definitely my God, and my mom was the leader of our family for sure. So, and I know that's been a. I can definitely see men are hypnotized by women. I don't care who it is.
Well, when the man Adam listened to the woman became the man's God, and that's why
Absolutely. Men
are subject to women until they're born again of the Father.
Yes, sir. I wanted to tell you, I seen that interview you had with Charleston White. That was the best interview I'd ever seen in my life.
Amazing. On the Father State?
Yes. I watch all your videos, and I keep up with that one right there. I mean, that was the realest, because both of y'all are so real. like, and honest about things, whether you agree on everything or not. That was a cool video.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Check that out, folks, on thefallenstate.tv. Thank
you. My last question, yes, sir. My last question was, I know we all have evil in us and we all have to be born again. And I know, you know, we have our vices of sex, drugs, money, women, whatever you're into. Why? My question is, and I wanted to know this for a while, and I think maybe you can clear it up. Why is it some people, their evil gets them to create, you know, to commit murder, and a lot of people's don't? You know, why are there people that murder and do that, but a lot of people, they're in their hell. They're obviously angry. They're doing all these vices, but they don't take it to that extreme of killing people like some people do. What causes that?
Well, I know what you're asking, but first I want you to know that every person who has anger, it doesn't matter if they're Christian or non-Christian, but anyone who has anger is a murderer. And they are constantly murdering not only themselves, but others in their imagination. You'd be surprised what people think and say in their head.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But then the ones that go out and commit physical murder, it's that's their trauma. Something happened where they hate whatever happened while growing up, and they are doing it because of that. The devil has convinced them that you got to commit the murder. You got to do this. If you take this person out, you'll feel better. If you do this, and they'll listen to the lies because they have not overcome whatever trauma that happened to them.
Okay. All right. That's clear. Yes, sir. I understand that.
Yeah. I personally know people that when they were growing up, they were so angry that they would go out and kill animals. You know, they would.
Oh, yeah.
They would kill animals for the thrill.
Kill animals.
They would kill animals for the thrill. And as they got older, they killed people for the same thrill. There was a false life in it.
Yeah, I know, because I had that same rage would come up in me, you know, and I'd have this uncontrollable to punch things or slam something. You know, because when you do that in that moment, it makes you feel better, but it's taking you further into it, I can see now.
Absolutely, because you get a thrill from it. And then one thrill is not enough after a while. You want a greater thrill so you can commit a greater act because you need more thrill. Thrill feel like life, but it's not. It's death.
Well, if y'all ever come to Florida, I got a new Traeger smoker, and I'll smoke a couple of pig roast and all that, and we can come over and eat at my new house.
I can't wait to get there. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for being such a good influence, Jesse. I don't know where I would have been if I wouldn't. I knew something was wrong with myself because I always wondered why I was always so hateful and angry on the inside. You know, like, where's this coming from?
Yeah.
But when I heard you first talk on that fallen state, I mean, it was like I can see now it was God trying to communicate me, and he was using you to do it through.
100%. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you stay with it. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And congratulations again. Amazing. You got your own home. That's deep.
Yeah. You ain't 46 years, man. And I signed for it yesterday. When I come out of there, I truly felt like a man. I'm like, okay, now I'm being a man in my life. I own land now.
And don't let your mama try to tell you how to run it.
No way. No way.
All right. Amazing.
Thanks a lot, Jesse. God bless y'all, guys.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. I forgot who, I think it was AY first. Okay, let me go to AY first and then I'll move on from there. Hold on. AY, let's try it again.
Awesome. Can you hear me, Jesse?
I can, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. So I don't know where to start, but I just want to say you're doing God's work, and that's amazing. What the?
Amazing. What the?
And I hope everybody and your mama probably tune into you at some point. But it's just, I do agree with a lot of things you said.
Right.
But there's also some people that you know, they kind of live very differently from, you know, the whole mother-father structure. For me, for example, I never really met my dad. He died when I was a year old.
He did.
And we're like, they were like four. But growing up, now I'm like, you know, mid-30s, I can see that my mom, she just didn't really know what to do, but
yeah.
She was a believer. She really trusted in God. And I think as a result of that, she didn't do any more damage. Because I know, yeah, parents sometimes unknowingly do damage to their kids, especially women. Because women, I've noticed, they don't like to be told the truth.
Right.
And you tell them the truth all the time, which is amazing. but they take it so emotionally, like you're attacking them. Because even, you know, when the devil tempted Eve and blah, 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 yes, right from there, women have this cunning spirit within them, right from early on. So they don't really understand that when they give birth to a kid and it's a boy or girl, they somehow unknowingly transfer this, you know, bad spirit, unless they figure it out and, you know, decided to do things the Lord's way.
And you're right. Most of them don't know it, but some of them do know it. And they love passing that evil spirit down to the children and anybody else that would accept it.
Yeah, because the women, their nature is just to kind of hold on to this control, this
yes.
some kind of power they think they have.
It's ego. And the woman's ego is major.
It's really strong.
Yeah, it's out there.
And somehow they don't see it as it is because they like to get their feelings and emotions involved. Like the other lady you were talking to saying, hey, tell me what's good about you. Then she just go on and start saying all sort of whatever that's not related to what's been asked. I just feel like, you know, some of them cannot have a very logical conversation. And it's really hurting, especially in the Black communities, because people really, because when you're like financially, you know, struggling, you don't think about anything else other than that. You don't find a way to know God, and parents, especially some fathers, does not even have a way to help out their children. That's why a lot of them kind of stay away, because I know you say that a lot of it has to do with anger, which is very true. But I also feel like there's also this fear, because an average
you
Black
say
person,
fear,
yeah, fear. I think there's
but you
a
can't
lot of,
have fear unless you have anger.
True.
And so it's still the anger, and that's why they have the fear. But if you let the anger go, all fear would disappear as well. There would be no fear.
Yeah. And the reason I pointed out fear is because, you know, when I look at myself growing up early on, because I grew up, and I've seen you interview some Nigerians on your show.
Some what?
I would say a Nigerian.
Are you Nigerian?
Yeah, my background is Nigeria. Yeah.
Are you Black?
Yeah, I'm Black.
What?
So I figured, and those people that you came on your show, trust me, they're not the best representation out of Nigeria. You should visit. I think you really like it. But in terms of fear, I feel like early on, even when I was a kid, when I don't necessarily have an anger issue, because again, I was just brought up by my mom and she's the only person I knew.
Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, we're really good, because I looked at my mom as she didn't know any better.
And so did you tell her that? You forgave her?
Oh, well, I didn't really say it exactly, but deep
why
in
not?
My heart. No, because deep in my heart, I have, like, I don't feel any resentment towards her. I feel like as a man, I figure out my, like, God really
helped. Hold on, A.Y., can you hold?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. And I'm going to come back to all the callers right after this break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, not at this, no, at 9 a.m., sorry. We have one more hour to go. 9 a.m., the Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's not afraid. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. He think he's white, but he black. He had no black in him, but he black at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., Jesse, energy alone by God. And so I'm wondering,
come on just a little later because we're doing the debate tonight.
Oh, you? Yeah, I'm going to ask, are you going to be airing the debate?
Big time.
Vice presidential debate at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Tonight.
Well, I'm going to watch it there then on the Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. And so you just air it there when it's gone, and then you starts, you know, take calls and everything.
Correct.
Okay.
And we'll have late night cereal.
Ooh. Amazing. So get ready. The American Anchor Baby. You can watch the presidential debate there, the Anchor Baby show at 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right? Amazing. So are you coming on at 4 or at 6?
I'm thinking I'll be on at 5 so we can watch the pre-show together.
Oh, I got you. So they should look for you at 5?
Most likely.
And not 6?
No, I'll be live before 6.
Oh, okay.
P.M. Pacific.
So 5 p.m. today.
Thank you.
Pacific time. I got it now. I'm black and I'm slow. I got it, I think. See it, so they'll hear it again. What time it
on? Usually I'm on at 4, but I'm planning on being on just a little later because the debate is at 6. So I'm planning to catch some of the pre-show at around 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Right on. Okay, thank you. Let me go quickly back to AY. So, AY, I ask that you go and forgive your mother when you realize she couldn't help herself. She did the best she could. That you go and forgive her.
Well, it's in my heart, because the reason I'm having a hard time saying I have this discussion and say I forgive her is because, you know, she did the best she could.
Right.
But I felt like a woman cannot really raise a man, no matter how hard she tries.
She can't raise her daughter either.
So I figured, like, what you said about the family unit being the best and the strongest unit is very true, because only men, but then again, before men get to that position, you realize they need a lot of discipline. And it's just that we're not having as much role models.
anymore. And thank God that you're still remaining one. Probably you're the only, your show is the only show I kind of watch, because I already did away with TV and the media, because it's just a lot of nonsense out there as well.
Right.
And a lot of the black, so-called activists, a lot of them, I feel like, why can't they all come together? Because each of them want to have an individual agenda. They want to be the messiah of some sort. And that's another reason why we cannot just agree that, because we only have one problem. It's just one problem. And I figured a lot of us have been misled, right? Because one thing I noticed that the biggest difference is, you know, if we look at, you know, kids, black kids, a lot of them just don't have any. The only sort of memories, good memories, I think they have is their daddy taking them to the game or taking them to go grab groceries. As opposed to other groups, we see the dad already involving them in some, some good practice, some showing them a way of life, getting them to be able to think for themselves early on, which we didn't have. And when we grow up, it's impossible unless by some kind of phenomena or some good intervention, because I think that's what happened to me, because I never had any sort of role model, not one. And so I lacked a lot of self-confidence. And, you know, I would turn to women and womanize as much. I didn't know, that's just digging me deeper in the hole. Until I left my family for like 10 years, I never spoke to anybody. And somehow, I was able to, because you're right, you have to be able to quiet your mind. You got to be able to, because God is not going to come into a mind that is chaotic. And it's just that a lot of us don't know how to get there. And I figured, if anything, if we can always talk about, some methods that people have used in the past and how it's helped them. Because ultimately, I feel if you're always within people, especially people that, they're not going to get you to where you want. You don't envy them. It's not like you're not going to look up to them. And we don't have a lot of that in our community, which, and this is not like a black problem thing. Honestly, it's probably across the board. And you will see men that have taken the time to know themselves and decided if they want to raise a family, because those are the men that their wife really respects, and the wife likes to maintain their role and understand that man, then is woman, then is children, and first is God.
Yeah. So let me ask. Because of time, have you gone and forgiven your mother?
She didn't do any wrong. That's the thing. I just feel like I'm.
But if she didn't do any wrong, why did you have to realize that she did the best she could?
Yeah, because I look at it from the perspective of when I was younger, right? If she had put me into some, if she had impacted some, if she had impacted some things in me, those things might have been helpful. But then again, you only teach what you know.
And did you forgive her for not knowing that you needed a little more that would have helped you? Have you gone and forgiven her for that?
I have forgiven her.
Have you told her that?
I'll call her and tell her that. She'll sound a little surprised because,
Have you told her that?
Not yet.
And why not?
I guess she might not really understand. Again, I no longer live in Nigeria. I've been in Canada for a very long time, since I was very little. And she's still back home. So this concept will be a little strange for her. And I just don't want to confuse her anymore. I just make her feel, I think this is part of the respect thing as well.
You're not showing her love. You don't love her. If you loved her, you wouldn't think about her emotions, because you would know that emotions are not necessary. And it's not for her to understand it, it's for you to understand it. God said that you, before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And you're afraid to forgive her because you're concerned about, she won't understand, and hurt her feelings, she's in Nigeria, so she won't get... You're listening to the devil.
I guess I've not summoned the courage, but no, I'm just talking to you.
You
now
guess
I'm
what?
About it. Yeah.
You say you guess what?
No, I said I just haven't summoned the courage because, like you said, I think the big part of it is trying to figure out how she will even understand because my transformation.
So you're afraid to tell your mother the truth. By just saying, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you did your best. If you loved her, you will forgive her.
True. And one thing I left out is also that she is she's a preacher.
Oh, my God. No wonder you're free.
So there's that. And I know the stand, well, not, I wouldn't say your stand, but biblically, personally, I even. For me, I don't think I enjoy listening to women preachers.
But you're afraid of your mother. Your mama preaching, no wonder.
It's not really that. It's just I'm hope. Well,
it, it,
I know
is that
point,
you're afraid.
I wouldn't say afraid, Jesse.
Well,
I wouldn't say afraid.
Well, then go and forgive her. FaceTime with her and forgive her.
Yeah, I will try that. I really would. I'm just, maybe I'm not ready for that conversation with her. It's just like, oh, then we have to go deeper and deeper. And
no, you don't. You don't have to do that at all.
Yeah.
See, you're afraid of her, and you're letting the devil come up with all these excuses for you not to forgive because he doesn't want you to return to your father.
And also because I looked at her. Like, we are four. Right, so she, at the time that my dad passed away, she was only in her 30s, and she didn't marry another person. She didn't do all that. She basically just stuck in and took care of us, right? And she's just a teacher.
But so you're right that she did the best she could, whether good or bad, she did the best. But you got to forgive her so that God can forgive you and take her nature away from you, that fear you have.
Jesse, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Could it also be that, you know, because one thing I've also realized is my mom had to be the way she is for me to be how I am right now.
But you're not even yourself yet.
You think?
I know.
Well, you know.
Because if you were yourself, you would have no fear and no excuses.
Yeah. I'm just looking at it from a perspective of she. Because I can really see it. You know, she didn't do as much. If anything, she gave us some kind of freedom. I don't know if she realized that's what she was doing.
That's why you got to go and forgive her. Mm-hmm. You said you were afraid. She is a preacher. She won't understand. You may have to explain all this stuff to her. You have a bunch of excuses in your mind, in your imagination, that are coming from evil, and you're falling for the trick of the devil. He doesn't want you to forgive because he and those spirits that dwells in you don't want you to return to God.
So you really think the act of, you know, moving forward and talking to her and tell her I forgive you, you think it's there's something I'm missing out until I do that?
If you should only do it if you see that you need to forgive so that God can forgive you. And you're going to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I will.
And don't hold in your mind how she's going to take it, how she's going to react, what she's going to say, and blah, blah, blah. Have a wait and see.
True, true. But the other thing, too, that I want to ask is...
Ask!
What the look, there is, and I know you say I don't believe it myself when it comes to racism or this or that. People are
let
just,
me tell you this, don't forget that. Let me tell you, kids do not grow up thinking, oh, my dad didn't go to my baseball game or basketball game or soccer. They don't grow up thinking I miss him for that reason. Their spirit yearn for the father. It's the mother who have told the children, you're angry at your father. He didn't show up to your graduation. He didn't show up to this. The mother feed that her anger into the minds of the children and make them think they're mad because daddy wasn't at their event. It's not true at all. They are yearning for the father spiritually, not physically. But anyway, absolutely. What were you about to say about racism real fast?
Yeah, I just, I know a lot of people kind of just resort to that when things are not going their way in some sort. Don't you think that the one big problem that we have, even as a community, is we don't really have self-discipline. Like self-discipline is something that you hardly see any channel just talking about that. Or any media space, except yours. Not all,
but most.
But you can see that, you know, not a lot of them are anchoring this self-discipline of a concept. Like, if you look at other groups with most of their religious, foundation is actually founded on, you know, you as a person not thinking collectively as like, we are this BLM people, we're this and that. It's like, you personally need to understand, like, when do you see yourself at some? Because I know at 16 already, when your mama brings you up, you're already kind of indoctrinated somehow. So, would you agree that, you know, when it's self-discipline is one of the key component of this, you know, escaping this victim mental.
If you don't have individual self-discipline, you have nothing. You're lost. I got to run. Let me know when you forgive your preacher mama.
I will.
Let me
Thanks,
know.
Jesse. I will.
What the?
Everybody and your mama.
That's right. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. Jaden, let's try Jaden again out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, Jaden.
It works this time?
I'm sorry?
Does it work this time, the mic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're doing fine.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I just had a question that's been, you know, plaguing my mind since I started doing the silent prayer. Basically, whenever I'm doing the silent prayer, it feels like I'm not focused on God. I know the point is you're supposed to be still and know God, right? So why is it like I don't even think about God during the prayer? My focus is not on God, right? Like, so what I'm trying to get at is where does Jesus and God like fall into your ideology, I guess? Because you realize that someone can take your ideology and still be like an atheist, right? Like, they can do the silent prayer and not believe in God, right?
And so your question is what?
Where does the Bible and like Jesus and like God like incorporate into what you believe? Because otherwise it just sounds like Buddhism, you know?
Before I answer that, and I will, when you say that when you're doing the silent prayer, you're not focused on God, are you saying right. that you do focus on God?
No, I'm not. I'm focused.
Have you ever focused on God?
The moment. Yeah.
And how do you focus on God?
Just thinking about what he's doing for me, what he's done for me, who he is.
But thinking about God is not focusing on God. You're just into a thought, and that has nothing to do with God. Why do you call that focus on God? That's just another thought and idea, right, which has nothing to do with God.
But can it still be true even if it's a thought?
No.
So I can't think about something that's true?
You can never think about God and be true.
Well, I guess what I'm saying I'm focusing on God is just like all of my attention, everything that I'm doing is about, okay, God, right?
No, it's not. Everything you're doing is about your imagination and an idea about God from what you have learned, but it has nothing to do with God. Zero. God and ideas hate God and ideas doesn't want anything to do with God, and God doesn't have anything to do with ideas. Ideas are just ideas. They're empty.
I might not be conscious enough to like understand that. I don't get what you're saying at all.
When you focus on God and ideas, all you have is another empty thought. And you've been told that that's about God, and it's not. It has nothing to do with God. You can't think about God.
Doesn't the Bible say to think about, it says keep all thoughts on, like, heaven, right?
No, it said bring all thoughts into captivity. And
that's one verse.
Right. And you,
there's another one.
What was your question about that?
There's a verse that where Jesus said, have all your thoughts on heavenly things, not earthly things.
But in your ideas about God, you're not, your thoughts are not on heavenly things at all.
So what did Jesus mean then when he said, keep your thoughts on heavenly things? Was he just talking for no reason?
He meant for you to doubt every thought. Stay away from your imagination. Stay away from your imagination, and nothing is left but heaven, the kingdom of heaven. That's the only thing there, and there's nothing to think about.
Right. I agree with you on a lot of things, but that specific verse, I don't know how you got that interpretation that he meant doubt the thoughts when he literally says put the thoughts in heaven.
But he wasn't talking about when you're in your imagination, your thoughts are in hell. When you're out of your imagination, your awareness is in heaven.
So he meant your awareness. Keep right. Your awareness.
But I never seen in the Bible, and I'm not arguing, it's just that I never seen where Jesus said, keep all thoughts on heaven.
You haven't seen that?
You
that
haven't.
The number one Bible thumper. I thought someone would have brought it up by now because you always talk about thoughts.
And so in the Bible it said, Jesus said to keep all thoughts on heaven.
Yeah, and not on the earthly.
Or does he say heavenly things?
Yeah, he says heavenly. Keep your thoughts on heavenly things, not the earthly things.
Right, but in your imagination, when you're thinking about God, you're thinking about earthly things, and you're calling it God.
Okay. All right. So why did Jesus have to die then, according to you?
So that you can live.
So if it wasn't for Jesus, I could not live.
Right. You would be, you think you're in hell now? You would be deeply in hell. And in your imagination, you are in hell. You just don't realize it. Jesus died so you can overcome hell.
Well, I know that, but by hell, you mean your thoughts, right?
Yes.
So you're saying Jesus died so you can come out of your thoughts?
He died so that you can live. Absolutely.
So there was a point of his, like, death. It's not just, like, a symbol for you.
I'm sorry?
It's not just, like, a symbol for you. It's, like, there's an actual point to him dying.
Repeat that.
It's not, like, a symbol that he died.
No, like it really happened. But
right,
his death, yeah. His death was real, but not in the way that you think it was.
Wait, didn't he die on the cross? Do you doubt he died on the cross?
He not in the way that you think he did.
I don't understand what that means.
His ego died, but he never died. Jesus doesn't die. The ego death is what you... Hold on a minute, buddy. Oh, no, I can't. I can't hold you over because we're at the top of the hour. Call me back on this, all right? Bobby Thumping Thursday right. Or whatever. I got to take a break. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
Okay. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, or Tuesday, October 1st, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three. The last hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show is coming right up. There is one line open. You can call in or call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, if you're listening live and you're the first to get in there. To get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But first, Hake News, Not Fake News. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then Joelle Friday TV on YouTube and Instagram. And I think he's on Facebook, too. Streams live on Facebook at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 Central, 2 Eastern for 1 hour. And then American Anchor, baby, a special edition. A special live event on American Anchor, baby. At not 4, but 5 p.m. Pacific time. That is 7 Central. Yeah, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. He will be live streaming the debate between based J.D. Vance, the vice presidential candidate. Some of you guys might not think he's based. And that lame-o, girly man, Tim Walz. What a mess. Lebanon. Oh, no, I already told you. Oh, I'll tell you a little bit more about Lebanon. Commie Nonsense Network CNN Rose says that as you heard last hour, Israel's military said they began a limited ground operation. I started to say ground invasion, but I think that's what it is. In southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah, it marks the fourth time Israeli soldiers have publicly entered Lebanese soil in nearly 50 years. And the first time since Israel's 34-day war in the country in 2006. No long-term occupation, I can't read or speak, of the country. So said Israeli officials. So don't get nervous. But they declined to provide a timeline, which is wise. Hezbollah said that they launched strikes at soldiers in northern Israel following the incursion and vowed to continue to fight Israel in support of Palestinians in Gaza. I don't know how it helps the Palestinians, honestly. Probably doesn't. Israel's blistering escalation defies pressure from the so-called United States, which is run by a bunch of lame-os right now, which is supposedly a key ally to Israel, to reach a ceasefire deal with the Iran-backed militant group Hamas or Hezbollah or whatever, or both. And the port workers, the lame-os are striking. They're not actually working. They're not workers. It's a misnomer. Tens of thousands of longshore, we should call them employees, not workers, went on strike at a midnight against the nation's East and Gulf Coast ports of America, choking off the flow of many of the nation's imports and exports in what could become America's most disruptive work stoppage in decades if it continues. Some 50,000 members of the International Longshoremen's, maybe I should say Longshore Males, Association. You know any longshoremen? I do, or I have known some, could participate in this strike. 50,000, so said the union, Communist Union, lame-os, citing demands for better wages and protections against automation. Depending on the length of the strike, it could result in shortages of consumer goods, which could lead to price hikes, and it could mark a setback for the economy. And by the way, you may have a tougher time getting bananas. The economy has shown signs of recovery, supposedly, according to Commie Nonsense Network, from pandemic-induced supply chain disruptions. Oh, that was not the scamdemic. That was your lame-o, evil, liberal overreaction to the pandemic. I'm surprised that they're admitting that it's from their overreaction to the China virus. Well, they're not admitting that they're overreacting, but they're bringing up the China virus. Supply chain disruptions still affecting the economy from way back during the China virus overreaction resulted in a spike in inflation. And Verizon had an outage yesterday. AT&T, Verizon, all the cell phone companies having outages. What the heck? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. Jaden, if Jaden still listening, Jesus never said what you said. He said about keep your eyes on something you said. That ain't come from Jesus. What the? And when he was saying, I'm saying, I don't ever remember reading that in the Bible. But JD, call me on Bible Thumper Thursday. All right. Keep your thought on heavenly things or something like that. That Jesus ain't say that. What the? But anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. So we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. All right. If you're busy and about and you can podcast the show, but you still can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing and where you are at any time by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. And when I say anytime, we are heard around the world, and there are different time zones. So make it match with us, and you can listen live. Or you can podcast by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP catch up. Or you can go to rebuildingtheman.com. All right. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of Tuesday. And every Tuesday is country. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Yeehaw! I have my producer's country. He black. And just the country you want to be. I'm like, what the? You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. So every Tuesday is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Country.
Amazing.
Amazing. And Western Tuesday. Let me, before I go back to the phones, and don't forget, I didn't mention the Bible question, the brand new Bible question. Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Do you recognize that? Some people don't even recognize what's going on the inside of them. They're so busy living from the outside that they cannot see what's going on the inside. It's the inside that matters, not the outside. You clean the glass on the outside, you don't touch it on the inside. What kind of life is that? But let me tell you this. A good friend of mine, and I can call this man friend, expired last week. And over the last 30-something years now, nearly 35 years, I have been so fortunate that along this journey, if I can call it that, I've been blessed with so many older and younger people who encouraged me and helped me along the way. Of white, black, Asian, it's been mind-blowing. The wisdom or how people have helped me along the way. And I'm grateful. And I've often said to the blacks that it's unfortunate that you hate white people. Because you never know who's going to help you along the way. And I don't mean financially, though I've gotten help financially with Bond and everything, but I mean in other ways, spiritually and whatever, right? And I would think, had I had hatred in my heart, I would have rejected the help that the Father was trying to get to me to help me along the way with this stuff, what I'm doing. And I'm grateful that I don't have that hatred. So I hate no one. I have no anger toward anyone. I love my enemy as much as I do my so-called friends, right? But a really good friend of mine passed away. He expired. He did. And he truly, truly helped me along the way. And when I no longer needed his help, he would call the office. He would ask where all the guys, Joe, Hermes and Hake, and he just loved the guys around here that made these things happen. And he would just, he owned a radio station. So he was a radio broadcaster, legendary radio broadcaster. He's from the old school, really good at it. He invited me over to be on his show several times and invited me there to speak in his town several times. Introduced me to his family. His family treated me like I was their brother, and I appreciate that. I will miss him in that in my heart because I know he was a decent, an amazing person that loved what's right. And he lived a long life. When he was retired from his radio station, his show and everything, and before he put his radio station up for sale, he offered me an amazing opportunity to buy it. He like, Jesse, you can buy my station. I work with you. You can buy this radio station. But I would have had to move to North Carolina and all that kind of stuff. And at the time, I didn't have the money. But he offered me an opportunity to own my own radio station. Isn't that amazing? He was a friend and a friend indeed. And over the years, I've met so many people like this. White people, black people, Jewish people. My first Mercedes-Benz, not Brad or anything, was given to me by a Jew. Isn't that amazing? Now, suppose I had hated the Jews. I wouldn't have ended up with a Mercedes. What the? I know not where my help come from. But I have, because I have no anger toward anybody, no judgment toward anyone, I'm open. And however God want to help me, I'm grateful. You got to have love and not hate. God is not of anger. Hatred, anger is hatred. So I just want to say thanks and pay a minute gratitude for my friend Carl Lamb. And he lived a long life. He was like when I would talk to him on the phone or when I go visit, he was from the old school. He was like, he didn't play. He was from the old school. He told you how the cow ate the cabbage. And he was of love. He had no anger. This is from a tribute to my friend Carl Lamb. And may his soul rest in peace. W-R-A-L. This is from W-R-A-L. Carl Lamb was born in Spring Hope and broadcast on Johnson County in North Carolina base radio station, WMPM, and WTSB for decades. Has died. Lamb was 97 years old. That's how the old, that's how long the old people used to live. 90. Late 80s, 90s, and 100. Mr. Robert, Miss Seeger, they were all in their 90s and 100s when they died. Carl was 97. It was known as the voice of Eastern North Carolina and believed to be one of the radio's most enduring voices. May his soul rest in peace. Really, I am blessed to have known him. This tribute video that I'm going to play for you was from 10, 11. So it was about 11 years ago. And I just want to play this for you so you'll see who he is and hear a little bit about him. This is from WRAL. Watch this.
All the wonderful WTSB listeners, my friends out there.
He has 68 on-air years worth of friends.
Pretty soon now, I will be celebrating 68 years of broadcasting, and I think I'm the oldest broadcaster in North Carolina, and maybe one of the oldest in the nation.
He's almost 88 and still behind the mic every day.
Well, it's good being back with all the neighbors up and down the party line today.
The party line starts in Four Oaks and stretches out across some 20 counties.
From AM 1090 WTSB.
It's not work, it's a labor of love.
Carl Lamb has met so many celebrities.
Had a good, close relationship with Roy Acuff and met a lot of the old cowboys.
Carl's radio station routinely supports good causes.
Now getting behind Danny Johnson, who needs a new liver transplant.
Carl probably could have gone to the radio big leagues. That's Joe Torre's signature, by the way. But he wanted to stay close to home.
Well, a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody.
68 years in broadcasting.
Amen.
88 years old.
I might go to 100. I don't know on there.
He used to always tell me that, too. Jesse, I don't know. I may go to 100. That was when he was in his 80s, when that tribute was made to him. He died at 97. He expired at 97. This is September. I'm trying to remember exactly what date here. It was like a week or two ago, and I forgot. I was just to mention it. August 15th. It's been that long? It's been that long, James. Where did you get that from? Really? Wow. But JOCO report that he died August 15th. Amazing. I literally remember his last phone call to the office. Jesse, this your old friend Carl. I really appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. You're one of the greatest radio hosts around. Any help I can do, let me know. When you coming back to North Carolina? I remember that. And then he was in the hospice place for a while. And his son called me and told me he was in the hospice. and they let me talk to him, even though he couldn't verbally respond. They let me talk to him on the phone, and I said my goodbyes. Isn't that amazing? Carl Lamb was a great guy. Had a great impact upon America. May his soul rest in peace. He gave until he couldn't give anymore. Amazing. So, thank you, Carl. And to his family, I wish you guys well. Because they treat me very well. And I appreciate that. One other thing, I forgot to tell my experts I wanted them in on this real fast. Experts, can y'all come back? I want to ask you about Elon Musk's daddy. Remember I said Elon Musk's daddy is amazing? Well, I have one more, at least one more for now, point I want to make with something he said that was absolutely profound, I thought. And it made me think about it. When I say profound, it was like deep religious. But it was like, I wonder too, what is it that white people have that no other culture or race seem to have? Is Joel coming?
Yeah.
Okay. In that white people are innovative, they create. Okay. They create beauty. They come up with an amazing idea that may function in the world as things that are helpful to all. They created the Western world. And then when they let other people in, no matter whether they're black or whatever race, they destroy what the white man has built. And I'm wondering, what is it that they have that no one else seemed to have? And everyone, every race is envious of the white race. They want to be like them. They want good hair like them. They want to live in their neighborhoods. They want to work for their companies and everything. What is that? I'm just wondering out loud, what is that? What is it? Mama, can you hear me? So I played a soundbite or two from Elon Musk's father. What's his name?
Errol
Musk. In an interview that he was a part of, the daddy. Here's another soundbite from that interview. Elon's father on being called evil. Watch this.
Earl, what does the world not know about Elon Musk's father?
Oh, I think the world seems to know everything about me. Anyway, the thing is, you mustn't believe everything you read. People, I was talking to Swiss TV on Friday, I think it was, and I was saying to them, they brought up this thing that, you know, that Elon had once said that I am evil. That was to do with me supporting Trump, by the way. And then Elon's mother, who I had a very wonderful marriage to, says I was very nasty to her. I wasn't. She just made it up. But I said to the French people that you take Napoleon, for example. According to the British, he was an evil villain, very much like sort of Hitler. But of course, in reality, Napoleon was nothing like that. In fact, as Elon, who actually collected memorabilia about Napoleon, including Napoleon's last will and testament, Elon said, when he was still a teenager, I think he said this to me, if Napoleon had not been ousted by the decadent monarchies of Europe, in his way, which was much more interesting for him, was that we would have had the internet by the year 1900.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
cool. Napoleon was a white man.
No.
And then if not, had he not been stopped by the monarchies, whatever they were called, Napoleon would have, he said a little bit more about Napoleon. He would have invented, he was very bright. He would have the internet by then. What's going on?
Oh, we're trying to get it. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with the Napoleon. I see the movie recently that came out. Well, that's all I have.
Wait a minute.
I guess that's all my reference of Napoleon is a movie. But I seen a movie about it. Of course, I don't know how true it is, but in the movie, Napoleon, he was the general, and he was in charge of going to war and stuff, and he had, like, these strategic ways of going about battle that he would win.
Right.
But he also, before every war, he would always try to make peace first. It wasn't about war for him.
Yeah, like Trump.
Yeah, he would try to make peace, and then they would always say, no, we don't want peace with you, type of thing, right? And then he would say, okay, then. And he would go and destroy him.
Nice.
Yeah, so I liked, when I watched it, I thought I was going to see something different. But I was like, wait, he's kind of, this is a cool guy.
That's the same way the white men were the ones that founded this country.
Yeah.
They had the same spirit.
Yeah.
That's why they were able to create a great country on the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they had the same spirit that Napoleon had.
And you can just tell, because people paint the narrative as if they came here ravaged.
Right.
And
jealous.
Killing.
Those people are jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're jealous. Isn't that amazing?
Elon looked just like his daddy and sound like him.
He does. Yeah, I like him. I'm like, okay, now I understand Elon.
Yeah.
He says so much more about Elon and Napoleon and life as well that you have to watch the whole interview. That was on Notorious.
I think it was called, I forget what it was called.
Disruptors podcast. Disruptors podcast.
We'll have to post a link in the description if we can.
And here's where Elon now support Trump and Elon now support Trump. I don't know how this boy wrote this up.
let me see if I can help.
He country.
He is country.
Elon now.
I thought he finished college.
Trump wants Elon to lead a proposed government efficiency commission.
Oh, yeah.
So he has Elon support Trump and is wanted.
And is wanted by Trump
by
to
Trump
lead
to
a proposed government.
So what that? And is wanted. That ain't the way you write nothing.
It's funny because Jesse responds back with it. That ain't how you write nothing. Country versus country right now.
So Trump proposed government. So what is it saying? I can't even read it.
Okay, so Elon Musk supports
now
Trump.
You know this bad if I can't read it.
After that Butler PA assassination attempt July 13th.
Right.
Elon and Trump saying, fight, fight, and putting his fist up.
Yeah.
Elon supported Trump that day.
Right.
And Trump wants Elon Musk to be involved in a making the government more efficient.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Here's that soundbite.
Now, of course, it's all changed. So Elon now supports Trump, which he's learned a little bit. I'm a little older. It's not a question of Trump specifically, but it's the type of policies that Trump and people like that have, which are the right policies for people like us. And so it's completely changed now. Trump last week said he's going to, if these Democrats can't cheat their way into another win, he's going to make Elon the person who checks the efficiency of government departments. Now, that's really a hell of a thing. Elon is a machine. So when he goes in there and does something like that, Elon is not, he's like a machine. So it's not like he has empathy or anything like that to work, to bank on. You're either up to scratch or you're not, as far as he's concerned. I think I can see those government departments being whittled down by about 75%.
Nice. That would be awesome.
Amazing, huh? But what he said in that video, too, is that now that Elon has been asked to work in the Trump administration, Elon's life is now at risk.
Oh, yeah.
And that Elon has to now have 24-hour security around him every moment he has to ride.
That's crazy.
And then he has some tough guys around him now, too, but he has to have that. And he said that when he was talking about Napoleon, he said that whenever you start to rise to a certain growth or whatever you want to call it, and you become wise and rich and you have some power, they want to take you out. They don't want you to make it, so they try to stop you. And they did that with Napoleon, the government, and likewise they're trying to do that with Elon as well. Yeah. And Trump.
Yeah.
And it was such a powerful point. But he talked a little bit more about Napoleon, how Napoleon discovered some other amazing stuff that we use in our lives every day right now. And I thought that was in here too, but it's not. But it was really, really powerful. Y'all have to watch it to get the whole feel for it. All right, we'll put the link up there.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, he's had some major enemies, Elon Musk. You know, he put up all those satellites, you know, Starlink, I think. He can give internet to the Ukrainians. I mean, you'd think that's a little thing. You think that's nothing, but you could see how he becomes a target, for example, for the Russians. And so as you're big and powerful like that, you start making enemies.
Yeah. And it was such an interesting, I never heard an interview. It was funny when he said, his wife said he was mean to
him. I was just about to say that.
What?
I was about to say, his wife said that she was mean to him. He's like, no, well, then I was nice. She lied.
She talked about how his wife was educated.
Yeah.
But because he had done so well in life that she didn't have anything. She didn't want for anything. She had an amazing home to live in. She had a maid, butlers, and cooks, and everything. She didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
So she must have got bored or something.
Because you need to do a little something.
Women. So, hey, what is it that white people have? You white. Well, that no one else, no other culture or race seem to have.
I've gotten feedback on this. Lin Yen Chin, for example, said that they're curious.
Oh.
They're curious, they explore.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they're civilized, so they have time and safety to conduct business. When you don't have a safe society, you can't even run a business.
Yeah.
Because you just get robbed all the time. Or people commit murders and people don't want to go out. Like, that's kids can't go out right now.
That's what Elon Musk's father talked about is happening in South Africa right now. And when white people ran South Africa, you can go have fun and live your life.
You had jobs and all that.
Right. But now you can't even let the kids go out to play by themselves.
Yeah.
Because the white people are no longer running South Africa.
We follow the rules.
That's a mess.
And we also make the rules. We make better rules.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we broke them.
What? POCs.
Sorry, that's an album.
I can do no justice for this interview in this little time here. Check it out. It was amazing. You're going to understand Elon even more. I can't wait to interview him. And now I want to interview his father. Wise man, smart man, as Carl Lamb was. Wise and smart. I could own a radio station right now had I bought it. Isn't that amazing? The opportunity came out of nowhere. What?
That's true.
That's why you can't hate. Not the only reason. You're not supposed. So God would take care of you. He's not. He'll take care of his own. Anything else you want to say about that, James?
On Punchy.tv yesterday, Jayze, said this is the Protestant work ethic that gives the white man the vision to build.
I believe that.
Yeah, interesting point.
Yeah, sure is.
Nice.
A quick break. Back to your calls right after this break.
The treasure chest is opening on DLive.
Yeah, the treasure chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Hake is coming up at the top of this hour, the Hake Report, at from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then the American Anchor Baby is on a different time today because of the vice presidential candidate debate. And that is starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time. So I think, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I think the Anchor Baby, you're coming on at 5:30 or so?
Correct, 5.
5 p.m. today, because he's going to be airing the debate today that is due to happen on NBC, I believe, at 6 p.m., so tune in for that. I want to go to Andreas out of Texas. Andreas.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Well, you asked that to a white man, on podcast one time. He was a boy. I mean, he was in his teens.
Are you white or black?
Yes, let me make that clear. I'm an African-American, yes.
Why do you sound white?
I was born in Germany.
What the?
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, go ahead.
But I was walking by in Burger King about 5 years ago. I just randomly, because I've been very cheated about.
You sound like a white man, huh?
Well, no, he's just sitting there. He's about 70 years old or so.
What is he?
He's white.
I just said black.
He was white.
No, white. You were black.
I'm a black. I'm a brother. Yeah, I'm a brother.
Okay.
No, but I was walking by his table. And I just asked him spontaneously. He didn't expect it. I said, "What is wrong with our culture?" And his one answer was so right on. His one word: demons. Bam.
Yeah, that's true. That anger is a demon.
Well, I mean, you said it earlier. Well, you talked about hating people. You know, yes, why you always ask, do you love white people?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Or do you love black people? You do that to find out what they answer. But the answer is really, you should love everyone.
That's right. As Christ loved everyone.
Because if you don't love your neighbor, God is not going to love you when you stand at the helm of the gate trying to get into heaven.
Before that, he ain't going to let you in. You're not going to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven while you live right here on earth until yeah. you until you overcome anger, until you overcome hate.
Yeah. And I can't say I hate the guy who deceived me in 03 and put me into bankruptcy. I don't hate him.
That's right.
I mean, I feel bad for him, and he missed opportunities because I was able to get him his first contract with the city of Dallas. I've been very successful with the city of Dallas, as a matter of fact, after my first surge in 97.
Right on.
But I want to say this, and we're going to go ahead and go a little deeper here, Jesse. I was diagnosed with HIV in 1995.
Right on.
So I had 1 year of construction experience inspired by a woman who loved me unconditionally. And I started my company in December 1996, a concrete paving company. My company would do $2.5 million. Our first 5 years, I was hell-bent on giving Viola the American dream that I envisioned for her. And we traveled to Grand Canyon.
Andrea, let me do me a favor. Can you call me back tomorrow? Because I'm running out of time. I want to get to some super chats. And a few more calls. And then call me, and I'll take your call right away.
Sure, I'll do that, okay? Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Bruce?
My brother, JLP.
Hey, Rick.
What's going on, man? Because everybody going to listen to some knowledge today.
Yeah, that's the right.
JLP show today, brother.
That's right. Everyone is here. Hank is here, Joel right here, and
Joel, brother James,
the anchor baby is here,
brother Nick.
What's up, Rick?
And brother Derek. What's going on, my brother?
All is right well, on, brother. Rick.
Listening for knowledge.
Wow. Well, hey, we all gonna get this knowledge out today, man. I was on top about that call that called you earlier, Jesse. Her name, what was her name? Aline or something. She was. You know, she was saying, asking you how evil women was going
Eveline.
To be. But I want to address, yeah. Man, Evil Lee, hey, the way she was acting, that was damn with Evil Lynn. So I'm going to get to my point, what I was talking about. Do white on black feel? You know, I think a lot of it comes from blacks are selfish. They're trying to promote an image, trying to make people, you know, try to impress people that don't like them or nothing. Like, for a good example, have y'all ever been to a HBCU college?
I don't even know what that is.
Historically black college.
What?
Yeah.
Historically black college.
Why they call it history? What's history about it?
I don't know, man, but that's what
they
call
it. Why
not
just call it a black college?
Hey, that's what I thought for the most part.
Really?
I thought HBCUs were banks.
Ain't nothing historic about it. What's up?
Or they want to be politically correct, as I would say.
Yes.
But anyhow, point I'm getting to is when you go to a black college, most of the teachers and staff members have on expensive jewelry, dress and have some of the fanciest clothes. The parking lot is loaded with expensive cars. So for the most part, most of the money goes to them and to their lifestyle. But when you go to a white college, you know, or either a public college, like, let's say, like Virginia Tech, Tennessee State, most of them, the staff members are mostly white. They get along. They work together. They're not about the high-priced cars or clothes. They wearing jeans and T-shirts. They don't care what their car look like. It's about the college. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Exactly.
It's about the college.
Yeah.
But when it comes to black colleges, it's like they trying to impress people that don't even know them or even don't give a hoot about them. And they get some of the most expensive cars. You get Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, all in the parking lot, wearing diamond rings and jewelry. And the cars is suffering. Can't meet its bills.
Yeah.
And that's why black colleges, you always see them asking the government for money. And then when most of the kids graduate, they never get back to the black colleges they graduate.
Yeah,
from.
I'm about to say another bad thing, if you want to call it bad, is that when blacks graduated from black college, they don't give back like white people do. They call them
exactly.
A loop. What do you call a white no people?
Alumni or something.
Something kind of numb.
Alumni.
Yeah. Alumni. And white people give back to their university, but black people
back.
Don't. The black people have to go to the government and beg for money.
Yep, and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean,
and they always falling short. Yes, sir.
I got a ride. I do appreciate your call. Call me again.
Richard. Yes, sir. Well, love you guys. Keep on preaching the truth, all you guys. You guys are doing great. I love all y'all shows. And
thank you.
We pray. I pray we get some more conservative, positive, biblical speaking guys on the radio network.
Absolutely.
Love you
guys. We're building a 24-hour network here, all men. Thank
yes,
you,
sir, man. I'm praying for you. Y'all be good. Love
you
y'all.
Too, bud.
Love.
Thank you.
Bye, Rick.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Yesterday, Nikki, five coffees, biblical question answer.
Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you?
I don't remember the last time I recognized a wave of pain. By letting go of my anger, it released the pain that used to consume me. I don't know if that's possible or not. I'll smoke on it or wait until Sunday.
Right on. Wait until Sunday and I'll put my 2 cents in on it. Thank you. But yeah, pay attention. Thank you.
Greenwald over on cozy.tv/JLP.
Where Christ is king.
Quotes Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Amazing. Thank you.
Perfect peace. It's in the Bible. Aries one with a diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Regarding how white people are, says someone with a coffee, I am an engineer and I am white.
Just white.
Just being honest, for the most part, when I'm dealing with other engineers who are Hispanic or black, I have a clear advantage intellectually when discussing complex things. I've always kept this to myself, but there is a difference. When I wonder why, the only reason that comes to mind is my father. He was sharp and intelligent, and I wanted to be like him.
I think, Joel, I mentioned this yesterday, I think that's what it is. It's that father thing. Because I remember before the Civil Rights Movement, black used to be smart, too. I know y'all don't want to believe that. But at one time, they weren't blaming it big, and this was not happening.
Yeah. The daddies were around. Grandfathers were around.
Yeah. I think that's the key. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, someone with your coffee. Very interesting. Isaiah with a Cash App. Did God create Satan?
Satan created himself by wanting to be God. Satan was created by God, but as an angel of light, not of darkness, right? And Satan decided in his heart that he wanted to be God, so he created himself. Amazing.
Ruben on Cash App, Senor Jesse, or Senior Jesse.
See?
God bless you and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Brandon on Cash App, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Cornerstone on Cash App says, Trump 2024.
Fight, fight, fight. Thank you.
Aries won with a diamond yesterday. Betas fighting betas.
That's what happens when two devils get together. They fight. Thank you.
Tell of Twitch Vision. Good Monday, Jesse. This is yesterday on Twitch. Any word on when the podcast you did with Mike Tyson going to drop?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's been a couple of years now.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on DLive. Aries 1, Games for Rec, Nazulium, and Wolf 336, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Alpha Kilo Alpha Tango, Groovy Monkey, Army Ann, Roan Woods. Thank you guys for yesterday's great super chats and support.
Thank you. Amazing.
And
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So thank you guys for those yesterday, Monday super chats. Tuesday, Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, Susanna Weiss doesn't understand that sex without the purpose of making a baby is just a thrill. And you will always seek the next thrill. It's not that deep. Shout out to Joel, Nick, and James for holding it down on Punchy
TV. Oh, you saw that. Amazing. Sex is only for making babies. If you ain't gonna make no baby, forget it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. Deplorable Dave from Rosamond. Bought a coffee. Jesse, what the? Do you know the correct answer to all the biblical questions you ask? Or you sometimes get help from callers to figure out the truth? P.S. I disavow Hake. Laughing face emoji.
Thank you. Amazing.
MB bought a coffee. New t-shirt. What's right with the whites? Haha.
Interesting. Sound like a white history month shirt.
Nice.
Thank you.
Someone with a coffee. You know how the Bible said to love your enemy? Does God love the devil?
God love all. Amazing.
We had,
in him there is no hate.
We had no question Sunday on Rumble with a Rumble rant. We are back in the USA, and my lady has a baby on the way. She's due in January. Perfect timing for the president to come in and set the world straight. Great white hope, Trump 2024. Right, MAGA, right. We love you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you. R.H. Hernandez, the fourth, five coffees. Jesse, I finished yesterday's new episode of Punchy TV. What the?
What the? Amazing. If you didn't see that yesterday, check it out. Punchy.tv.
That's right.
Am I right? Punchy.tv.
Punchy TV on YouTube.
And Punchy TV on YouTube.
That's right.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E.
Real Donald Trump. Real Donald Trump, three coffees.
Real Donald Trump.
Did you see the Minneapolis Police Department hired some illegals? What the? Yeah, we have that story.
We have that coming up for you. I used to say I can't believe it, but now I can believe it.
Same.
We definitely had a story coming up for you.
Three coffees from Alan Balmer. I just want to hear Mr. James Hake say the word B word. And he spells it all the way out, all caps. And I can't bring myself to say it. Bring it back.
What's the B word?
Yeah, what's the B word?
I can't say it.
You're about to do it.
Bible. Black.
The one that you say, and it's not a bad word.
Oh.
About
bitch.
The female dog, yeah.
There's a secret way you got to say a certain way for it to fly underneath the radar.
Yeah, you're going to have to trick me into saying it.
Okay.
On air.
Thank you.
But thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. I'll try better next time. David on with five coffees. I served our great nation, U.S. Navy, in Vietnam for 18 months. I love and respect our military and police and our great USA. Several things make me angry. One of the times is when socialist Marxist Kamala Harris is boarding our plane, Air Force One, and she salutes our two servicemen. She is making a mockery of our country and our military. She should not be able to board or salute our flag as a socialist/Marxist.
I'm telling you, what a mess.
I'm with you, man.
Well, get out and vote for the great white hope. I got to stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest of them tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you all so much. I want to get in some more calls. Y'all can go over here, too.
Okay.
You do want to comment any more about the white folks?
No.
Anybody? No? Okay, y'all
Thank
can go.
You.
Go away. Let me go to Ben, a first-time caller out of New York. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Ben.
Okay, quick question. I just want thank you for everything. You saved my life. I just wanted to say that. And I bought two of your books for my birthday during the summer. It's amazing. White History Month, right? Amazing, man. Thank
amazing.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. What do you mean when you say that human beings don't have free will? I just wanted to understand that.
That we don't have a free will. We're not in control of anything. Until we return to the Father, we are controlled by evil. Evil makes all of our decisions and everything. And then once we forgive our mothers and fathers and return to the Father God, then God take control and he control everything. We're not in control. We can't will ourselves to be free. We can't will ourselves to never feel loneliness or unhappiness or anger or anything. We're not in control.
Okay. So, also, a follow-up would be, if I choose to do evil, if I choose not to do evil, isn't that free will? Or is that once I forgive and return to the Father, then me choosing not to do evil, that's free will?
No, because you've never chosen to... It's never been your choice to do evil or not to do evil. When you did evil, it's because your heart was evil and you were guided by that. Once you returned to the Father, your heart changed from anger to love, and you're guided by that. So you've never, a murderer, a person who commit evil, did not choose to do evil.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it, Ben.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye now. Let me go to Heather, a first-time caller out of Kentucky. Heather, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse, and it's great to hear you, and I really appreciate all that you do, your show, your panel, everything is great.
Thank you.
I just I just had a quick question, and then I'll hang up if that's okay. But earlier, when you all were speaking briefly about Trump and Elon working together and maybe his administration.
Yes.
We were talking about, possibly greatly reducing government, right?
Right.
And since they're the biggest employer, I was just wondering, what are your all's thoughts on how that is, like, those jobs are going to be absorbed? And because that's obviously going to have a huge impact on unemployment, things like that. Although I agree, there's too many duplicates out there, right?
Right.
So that's my question.
What's going to happen if they create a smaller government, then those people that are working for the government, a lot of them would go out and find real jobs. They would either start businesses or they would find real jobs to do. Believe me, they'll make a way because they're being forced to rely on themselves and not on the government to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's supposed to happen. We have the ability given to us by God and to take care of ourselves if we would just do it. And these people, they love the government job because not much is required of them. They don't have to show up all the time. They don't have to be their best. They don't have to perform at their best. They just need to show up, and the government and sometimes they don't have to show up, and the government pays them anyway. And they make buku money doing nothing. A lot of our government is not even needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I've noticed. It just seems like there's so many positions where the checkers are checking the checkers type of thing.
And right.
A lot of waste. So thank you for taking my question. I appreciate it.
And good to hear
from
you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Amazing. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to a first-time call out of Florida, Brian. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. And I just want to say it's a real honor to be talking to you. But everybody I know down here loves you. I was put on to you by my brother, and I haven't been able to stop looking for you on all social media apps and everything. I appreciate the truth that you bring. So
thank you.
I wanted to say that first off.
Right on.
All right. Second, my question is, I was watching your episode about the silent prayer today, and I tried pushing everything out, like you said, and just being surrounded by, just nothing and quiet. And every time I do, I seem to fall asleep. So I was wondering, is there a way around that? Or?
Well, number one, you don't want to push the thoughts out. You want to watch the thoughts. You want to see them, be aware of them, right? So when you're doing the silent prayer, whatever thoughts are passing across your mind there, just watch them come and go. Don't do anything about it. And the light of God will destroy them. And if you fall asleep, and you will for a while because all of your life you've been so stressed out from living in your imagination. You've been worried. You've been trying to make life happen. You've been looking for love and whatever, right? You've been trying to make life work, and you've been worried. And so now that you're becoming aware that you're not your thoughts, you're not your feeling, your whole body is going to relax because it is overcoming being stressed. And eventually you won't fall asleep when you are doing the prayer. So don't worry about it. It's just that your body is relaxing from being overstressed.
And do you consider that the one true form of worship?
To be still and know God?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Because we don't know what to ask for. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. Only God and no one else knows that. And so when we be still and know him, he take care of us. He's our Father. He will provide.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Like I said, I can't. 45 years old, man. I feel like I'm, 12 year talking to my hero. So I appreciate you taking my call.
You are.
I can't wait to tell the people that I'm, talking to you. So thank you for the advice, and God bless you.
And Brian, give it a good try and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what, you stay with it, and you're going to have a real life. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
Brian.
That.
All right. I am out of time. What the? The Hake Report is coming up now. And then Joel Friday at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. And then after Joy of Friday at 5 p.m. today, the American Anchor Baby, due to the debate between the two candidates for VP at 6. So the Anchor Baby is going to be airing that on his show today. Tune in to the American Anchor Baby at 5 p.m. today. Get ready for it. It's going to be amazing. Go and forgive your mothers and your father. That's what it means to honor your parents. It doesn't mean you're stuck with them and that you owe them anything. Giving to them out of guilt is not love. That's not love. That's hate. All right? So forgive. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. And get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. And one last thing. You can get my books at RebuildingTheMan.com/store. My books are amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And I will sign them to whomever you want me to. To the caller, Todd from Missouri and other, I am out of time. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Drop the anger. Anger is evil. Anger is never necessary. It is not necessary to be angry at anyone about anything, any situation, not even yourself. All right, folks, thank you so much. I'll be back tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. Manhood Hour, the third hour tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, RebuildingTheMan.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than...